On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Half Acre as we talk about FOBAB, Nick's fantasy picks, and the winner of Best in Show being a cider. All that and more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
We're breaking the quarantine rules or requests.
Brad, what the hell are you talking about? You know what they said, though? You can have, you can have up to 10 people for a funeral.
Yeah.
But gatherings are less than 10.
It's five or something. So someone has to die.
So,
and if it's religious, you can have as many as you want, right?
Yeah. So we can have 10 people in here and just say it's the death of this four pack.
All right.
You know, it's a death. So.
All right. But yeah, we're still here. No COVID free still, as far as I know.
Yeah. As far as I know, too.
Yeah. And we're enjoying some tasty Half Acre beer. It's been a while since we got some Half Acre beer.
It's been a long time, man. It's a pale ale, you know, Zor, like 6% or something. I haven't seen this one. You know, some of them are in the rotation over the years. You see them every once in a while. But I don't think I've seen Zor before.
Yeah, I picked this up. Oh, it was packaged in September. So
okay.
I've had it sitting around for a little bit, apparently.
Yeah. What's a Zor?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's a picture of an underwater thing. So I don't know. Some kind of futuristic sci-fi.
You know, it's Half Acre doing Half Acre things.
Yeah. I feel like something sci-fi. Yeah. Yeah. You have a Z name.
Oh, there's bubbles, too. There's a couple of bubbles.
Yeah. But it's very, like, malty and, like, big body to it.
Yeah. It's not on the Daisy Cutter spectrum of pale. Mm-mm. It's definitely, the hops are dialed, either they're dialed down or there's just those different kind of hops that don't ring familiar.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Not my favorite from Half Acre, but it's nice, different, not a hazy.
Yeah. Not a hazy.
Yeah. We'll keep sipping on these. And if you're watching the video, you may see stacks of Deep Woods boxes because that's coming out this weekend, right?
Yeah. I feel like the last one that came out, well, we had Deep Woods, and then later on that day, BCS showed up.
Right.
That doesn't seem very long ago.
I know. We still have the boxes just sitting in the other room.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right. But then the second Deep Woods is out. And I think that's where they're eating Rev's lunch. Rev is eating Goose's lunch.
Because it just keeps coming out.
I mean, you know, they're kind of dominating the cycle. Mm-hmm. Black Friday is just one day.
Where Goose hasn't even come out yet.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Like,
that's not until next week.
There was a second prop day, right? Or another release of prop stuff that they didn't do at the United Center.
Really?
They were doing outside of the Fulton place.
I saw that video and it was very confusing. I did see the little 60 second clip and I'm like, that's not the UC. That's the brewery. What's going on? I'm so confused.
So I don't know if they couldn't do it at the United Center the second time and they had to move it or.
Oh, that's right, because it's running all month. Remember the original email said if you want prop day, it's just nonstop every weekend in November.
Right, but I thought they were all at the UIC or the
United. That's what I thought too, but
guess not.
No.
So, because I went by there, I was like out for a run, and I like saw all the little booths out there, and I was like, "What's going on?" They moved those, and then I saw the video. I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. Prop day, mystery beer with coconut. Mm-hmm. That's all it says. Barrel aged stout with coconut.
Right. So if you've gotten, you may have gotten some of the Bourbon County stuff, but next week you'll be getting them all.
The joys of, what is it, Kentucky Fog and Carmella. During the video, I'm looking at Brad, and Brad's like, you know, Brad's making the weirdest faces during Fog. And then, what else? The Spumoni one,
mm-hmm.
Prop, special number 4. Yeah. All the things.
That seems, it was probably only, what, 3-4 weeks ago now, but it seems like ages in time at the moment, where we usually would have got to sample them again at FOBAB or some of them, and so we would have experienced them. Prop Day would have been a little different, so you might have been able to experience them then too. So you would have these multiple lead-ups to the full release.
Yeah, we're kind of reminded. I was reminded during Pitchfork, and then again at Lollapalooza, about the state we're in. And then I kind of got used to it. And then, like, you, and all the things you named remind me that this is where we are.
Yeah.
And, you know, you forget about it until some cool shit comes around and it's altered.
Yeah. But this release of Deep Woods, since it's happening before the Black Friday release, you get Death by Cherries, Straight Jacket, and Honey Jacket.
Now, if I got this right, the first one was Thundertaker. That was week 1.
Okay.
So this is week 3, right? Because last week, like we were saying, the month before this one was Maple, Death Star, and Cafe.
Right. But there was that very special Berry, mixed Berry Extremes, Everything Berry.
Shit. One. I guess technically that's the kickoff.
Right.
Yeah. Mixed Berry. And there was another one.
Mixed Berry. Then Thundertaker.
Was Mixed Berry just a solo offering?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so even back up to Mixberry then.
Yes. Oh, it was super
one.
Massive.
Thank you. I felt like it was another one.
See, so this freaking thing's been going on forever. It goes
What's the kickoff for the 20? What's the kickoff for this season? Or was that the end of last season?
I think that was the end of last season. So the kickoff was Cafe Death, Death Star, and...
Well, Thundertaker was the kickoff.
Oh, yes. I guess, or was that the last one?
No, Thundertaker was for sure.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
So that got things started.
Okay.
And then the main release was those three.
Cool, we're back on track.
Last one. All right. Yeah, Mixed Berry, I think, was just something.
I think that was the end of last year.
Whatever. And Supermassive was like, hey, why not, kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. We're back on track.
Thank, because you can't.
That feels right. That timeline feels right.
Yeah. But then Honey Jacket... We were talking about this. It came out already, right?
There was one day in the summer. So last summer was Supermassive and Mixed Berry.
Mm-hmm.
The summer before that, the hottest day of the year, happens to be, but that was the Honey Jacket and Strawberry release, I believe.
Oh,
it was okay. It was Honey Jacket and something else. I want to say Strawberry.
Hmm.
Yeah, Strawberry Jacket.
Strawberry Jacket.
Yeah. To be fair, and, you know, all due respect to the revolution, I don't understand why you would put honey in a barley wine. I don't understand.
Mm, okay. Right?
But I don't understand why you put maple in it either. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not a slight. I'm just like, I'd like to know, like, what the inspiration is. That's all.
I don't know. You got to get people excited. Why do you put Kentucky Fog?
Why do you put Kentucky Fog inside a beer, man?
How do you capture that?
You just made that up. You just made up a thing called Kentucky Fog and then stuck it in a beer, man. Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, you have to keep moving forward. If you're not evolving, you know, you're dead. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, that's probably the answer.
Right.
You got to keep rolling. And
sometimes, well, I haven't had any of these. We've had Honey Jacket previously, but
yeah,
sometimes they're winners, sometimes they're not, and sometimes they're not for you, and sometimes they are for you. So you know, that's just the way they roll. You're not gonna love
the on honey. Marty Nachel, he was saying on his page that the industry that purchases the most honey is the spirits industry, and right after that, the number two industry that purchases the most honey in America is the beer industry.
Okay,
so those are your top two honey purchasers.
Interesting.
So, I mean, we like honey, apparently. I had a honey ale from Haymarket. I forgot to bring the Haymarket stuff. I had a honey ale from Haymarket this summer that was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, there's Honey Brown.
Honey Brown.
I drank a lot of Honey Brown. back in the day.
I can picture it. I forget who makes it, but I can picture it.
Yeah, I feel like it was often Honey Brown was the non-Miller or non-Coors keg that was like, oh, we could get Honey Brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't had it in a long time, and last time I did, it was nearly undrinkable.
Last time for Deep That by Cherries was 2016, they said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was draft only. So I'm excited about that one.
Well, yeah, we got one chilling. We're going to do a video for the YouTube channel on that, so keep a lookout for that.
Right on.
But then we should mention the Bourbon County releases, so that's happening this coming week, so a week from today. No, yeah, a week from today, basically.
The Jewel Osco emails went out.
Okay.
And so did the Benny's emails. They're both raffles. Shout out to Jewel Osco. I didn't win, but shout out to Jewel Osco because they apparently attached, who's ever running the Jewel Osco account, they attached all the winners per store. So if you won at a certain store.
Oh, so it's like a list of like 200 people. Like, right. Someone didn't BCC everyone.
There's an Excel sheet with everybody that won at the Evanston store, for example. So all 200 names.
Whoops.
Yeah. It's funny because all the groups, anybody who wins will tell you, oh, yeah, thanks for, you know, personal identifiable information attachment. Thank you, Osco.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Whoops.
Yeah. But yeah, those raffles went out. I'd say both around $200 for the whole shebang.
Okay.
I like the word shebang.
Shebang.
So instead of enchilada, whole enchilada, I like the whole shebang. I feel like somebody should, you know.
Well, Half Acre's got the enchilada, so Goose can have the shebang.
Black Friday.
Nice. So you gotta chase any of these.
I'm gonna sit my ass at home. You know, I'm actually thinking about just like, you know, ordering, like no cooking for the Turkey Day. Turkey Day, then Black Friday, Turkey Day. I'm thinking just order something.
Okay.
And just be done with it. I'm thinking, I've never done that.
Food-wise?
Yes.
Okay, but not beer-wise?
No.
And you're not going to go chase them at Costco or try to go to?
No, the only ones, honestly, the only ones I would really want, I want to dance with Fog again.
Okay.
But then, you know, after anniversary and birthday, I don't know if I have to, like, just go seek out any of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if you got on that list, congratulations. If you can pick up these beers, that's awesome. Yeah. And then be on the lookout for them to hit other stores, you know, probably the week after Black Friday. That's usually kind of what happens.
And then after the Black Friday sweep, the Whole Foods gets in on the fun, and Whole Foods usually delays theirs.
Yeah.
Like a week or two. Yeah. There was a guy in that Fobat Fantasy thing that was banking. He heard so much about how good Weller and Birthday was that he picked Goose in his lineup.
Okay.
Because Goose wasn't in the power rankings, but he's like, but I've heard so many good things about these, about the those two that I'm picking Goose. As my team.
Damn.
One of six. Yeah.
That was a foolish move.
Goose eggs. Goose eggs for the guy.
Goose does not win for bad. They don't win. I don't think, like we talked about, I think on the last one, people know what it tastes like. It may be the best one, but it's Goose Island. So it's hard to separate the knowledge of that from the actual beer sometimes.
Yeah, even if it's good, apparently. Right. And who knows what if they even submit it.
Right.
Right.
They sometimes just show up with a cool booth, and that's their thing. They may not have submitted.
Yeah.
They sometimes submit the pub or Clybourne or something like that.
Yeah.
So how did your picks do? How did the fantasy go? And then we can go into some of the FOBAP winners.
Yeah, I think I went, I think I was like the number eight slot, you know. Not so good, Brad, you know.
Okay.
Not good. That's how I did. Not good. Yeah, I think of the, you know, 10 or so people, there were only three people that just, you know, got nothing, got no points on the board.
Yeah.
And I was one of those three. So
damn.
It was stiff. You know, it stung a little bit, you know. Yeah. So.
And then Zoller took home the fantasy gold.
Yeah, Zoller. And actually, there was a tiebreaker between Zoller and I think nine was the points. Zoller and Jack from the Hop Review. So I text Jack while it was happening because I'm like, I didn't know the 2020 Hopperview retirement tour included you winning the fucking fantasy 12-man.
Okay. Because
he got out the gate early. I think Half Acre hit twice, and then Penrose hit. So I think in the beginning, Jack was up five. He had five out the gate.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, and so we started chatting. And then, but then at the end, I think Zoller caught up with fucking Well Spent.
Well Spent.
The 1,000 follower on Twitter brewery from St. Louis, Missouri that took a gold.
Jeez.
I'm okay. how'd you pick that?
Why'd you pick that?
It was just such a random pick. It was so random, so... Yeah, so I think they duked it out for first. You know, actually, Shalonda had Whiskey Hill.
Okay.
And Josh Riley and I kind of laughed at it because we're like, Whiskey Hill is going to pull out? And Whiskey Hill ended up pulling out fucking gold in their category.
Right.
And then runner-up to Best in Show.
That's crazy, yeah.
And then she also picked Maplewood, who took a gold.
Okay.
So she did pretty good, too. Yeah.
Man.
So,
What about... What were some of the standouts or the winners here? What do we got?
Let's see. I think the story of FOBAB this year, well, two things. Chicago showed up big. And part of that, I think 17 medals for Chicago or, you know, Illinois Brewers. But then also, like, a cider took best in show.
Right.
For the first time ever.
Cider at FOBAB. FOBAB's jumped the shark then.
I mean... You know, I can recall very clearly how, who was it? Ryan Burke, who worked at Orchard Cider. I can remember him cornering Alex Levengood at FOBAB and saying, why doesn't the cider mead category get to be entered in Best in Show? For a long time, they weren't allowed. Because the Best in Show candidates are all the golds from all the categories, except for cider.
Ooh,
traditionally, okay. That's how it's always been. Right, and I don't know if that changed this year or the year before, but it definitely was like that at one point.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty interesting. But yeah, man, there's a lot of surprises here. A lot of Illinois representing. The other story this year was the only crews that win at this party every single year appear to be Revolution, Off Color. And fucking Pollyanna.
Okay.
I mean, that's a common theme. And a shout out to Half Acre. Half Acre hit twice for Orin. Once for Orin, and then let's pull up the other one here. They hit it once for Orin, and they hit once for a Sour.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. I know I caught some of the feed. It started like 30 minutes, 45 minutes later than it was supposed to, right?
And then it got a little weird. So they took a bronze for Cliffs, which was a Wild Beer Sour Ale.
Okay.
Yeah, so it started late. And then also there was like a huge gap in the middle where they had some technical difficulties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then I think I just started making food and started watching it. And I'm just like, I'm not hitting any of these fucking picks. I'm about to cut this shit off.
You said Pollyanna always wins. Like you said, they won that. Won the gold. We were drinking that light thinking. There's something about their beers that just seem to work.
And then there's this, you know, apple brandy barrel aged Orenda Volume 3. I have no idea what that is, but cheers to ABV. When you look at the gold medal history, that's the one that wins all the time for Pollyanna.
Oh, okay.
I think of those three, Rev, Pollyanna, and Off Color, you know, the Rev. And the off-color ones will change over the years. But Pollyanna's really bringing the heat. It's almost like that. Remember Alaskan? The longest-running beer that wins at the GABF is Alaskan Brewing Company, their smoked porter.
Yeah.
It's won 12 times or
best
something.
Best smoked porter there is, right?
Yeah. I think whatever this is that they're making at Pollyanna is, you know, approaching that type of stature within FOBAB. So, yeah. So that was fun. That was fun to see. Microphone hit this year.
Okay.
Gold for Sir Blends-a-Lot. It was a collab with Other Half, I believe, in New York. That's in the strong porter category. So, yeah. Some fun happenings. Cheers to Horseleaf Hollow. Their strong pale ale took a gold. So that was fun. Urban Brew Labs, who we recorded on site there.
Right. That was was
the artist formerly known as Urban
Rest,
Urban Renewal.
Renewal.
Urban Renewal. Bronze for Apple Brandy, Barrel Aged Doppelbock.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
So they hit. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff. The Lost Abbey took a gold.
Do you think these, because there was no event, and although it's like, I don't think FOBAB Awards really, I don't know, they don't mean as much as like the GABF Award.
Yeah.
Do they mean even less when you literally have an event that's like, no one went to it, no one tried these beers?
A lot of them. We talked in the last show, a lot of the wins were trending to out-of-town brewers.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the stuff, and it trended back to Illinois this year, but a lot of the stuff doesn't even make it to packaging, right?
Right. Like, it's sometimes just a keg that they submitted for FOBAP.
Exactly. So when you look at it like that, it's like, I don't know how much it moves the needle for them as a crew. It's a feather in the hat, for sure.
Sure.
But I don't know how much it moves the needle for them. Cheers to Off Color, man. Rum Barrel Age, The Sun Also Rises. Experimental category gold. So I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know what that beer is. It probably never hit package.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have. Who knows? They come out. I think their yearly calendar of beer releases is as frequent as anybody.
Yeah.
Like, there's a ton of stuff I would miss on the Off Color calendar. I have no idea. I can't keep up with all their stuff.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, man, FOBAP, man. 17 Illinois medals this year.
Nice. Did you hear anything about people who got six packs or got the variety pack?
People who got the variety pack,
yeah,
just on the socials, disagreed with the Malice in the Palace, which was best in show, the cider from Tin City Cider Company in Paso Robles. Paso Robles, isn't that where fucking Firestone is?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Right? Someone's there. I've heard of this town.
Hmm.
Maybe it's them. Yeah. People were like, I demand a recount, which is kind of funny. But, you know, small sample size. It wasn't like tons of tweets.
So did you see, and did anyone have any pictures? Like, what did the things look like? I didn't see anything. Like,
nothing. No. Nothing.
Like, these sold out.
The days leading up to it, it wasn't available for sale.
Yeah.
So, which was, I'm wondering if it was like the Dark Lord route, where like Dark Lord didn't officially sell out, but after the week leading up to Dark Lord, they just kind of snatched it down from the site. Like, you just couldn't purchase, like, a few days leading up to it.
Hmm.
So, not saying this was that, but it just seemed like it kind of came and went. Like, fuck, it sold out already? Like,
right, and then you see nothing of it? You don't see... Because you got, like, a shirt, you got a face mask, you got merch that... Why didn't people not posting pictures of this? Of this stuff? Like, that seems weird. At least that I saw. I don't know. I'm not, like, spending all day on there looking.
Yeah. Shout out to Haymarket. I went down there and picked up, what was it, Barrel-Aged Bullocks, which was their English barley wine. And then it had a Barrel-Aged Doppelbock.
Oh, nice.
And then some of the lager, the export lager. But I was talking to, I think I saw Jana.
Oh, cool.
So I'm talking to Jana, and I'm like, you know, I'm from the South Burbs. So Haymarket, I'm like, FOBAP's never been a suburban event ever.
Yeah.
So this is the first. But I think some of the conversation was around, you know, you need a day license to actually sell those six packs.
Okay.
You need like a license to sell packaged goods for the day. So if you had...
But wouldn't Haymarket have... They have the license.
I mean...
To sell packaged goods.
Do they have the license to sell other people's goods?
Oh, okay.
I think that's what... It kind of led into that.
Okay.
So it sounded like... To sell a mixed six-pack of, you know, cider, mead, and beer, that sounds like it required a specific thing.
Okay.
And then, like, they got the specific thing, and they said, since we're judging out here, we'll just fucking sell it all from, where was it, Hailstorm.
Right.
And if you were to do that at more than one location, it would require two licenses.
Okay.
I think that was some of the conversation, if I remember correctly. This is all drunk history, right?
Sure.
I feel like that's what we talked about, though.
Okay.
Yeah. It was nice to see Jana, too. I hadn't seen her in forever.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, she's like, we want to have a city pickup, but we can't, you know, it's hard as fuck just getting the one license to sell this shit. That's what the talk was.
Okay. So. That makes sense.
It does. It made a little more sense when I heard her say it like that.
I didn't think about the license thing.
Yeah.
It sounded stupid, But there's other rules that apply that I don't think about.
Other just showing up and partying.
That's... Why can't I just take this beer home with me?
I can't do it. Yeah, man. So.
Okay.
So that was a good talk.
Interesting. Yeah. Nice. All right. So Phobab's come and gone.
Man, the cider won, man.
Cider won.
Well, good for the ciders, you know. It. I think since I've been going to parties, cider has always been a welcomed companion to all the beers on draft at these fests, always.
Yeah, but even at Phobab, cider like wasn't added until it was moved to the Bridgeport Art Center.
That sounds about right.
It was not at the Plumbers Hall.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So that was the first time we even saw it. So them wondering why ciders have never been in the judging thing. It's only been here for like a quarter of the time.
You would have sped up this conversation in 2020. You'd have sped it up 5 years if cider was in it. They're like, why isn't cider winning this party? Well, they weren't winning the party because I don't think they were allowed to get to the best in show
they
round.
They weren't at the party, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they were invited, so. Yeah.
And it's a barrel-aged beer festival, so.
So, what the, yeah, so how does that look?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to have to change it to barrel-aged booze.
Oh, festival of barrel-aged beer. I mean, beer, cider mead perry, right? It's always, I don't know. Cider mead perry. I don't feel like cider mead perry is an outsider, right? What's a perry? I think perry is a paired cider.
Yeah.
Cider mead perry. It's cider mead perry should be there.
It should be there. I'm not saying. And if I'm not saying it shouldn't because it's a beer festival.
Cider mead perry should be there. And if they're there, then fuck
they
it
should
it.
Have the chance to win.
Yeah.
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 I agree with that, but. They were not there the whole time of Phobab. So.
I think Phobab goes back to, like, maybe, what, 04-ish or something.
Right.
They were not there that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even sour beers weren't – there wasn't that many of them for a while, and then that slowly grew, too. So.
And sour beers have always been the bridge between, like, you know, ciders and – cider and beer. The bridge between cider and traditional beer is these kind of sour beers.
Yeah.
Right? They bring in these other flavors that don't exist in your, you know, standard brew pub offerings. So it all makes sense to me. So.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Anything else to mention or talk about? I don't know. We're like, it always even got tough on the show as winter hit because events slowed down. Phobab was like the last thing. Black Friday was sort of like the last thing. And we just kind of slowed down into the winter season. So now that we're in the winter season and can't go anywhere, feel even more almost out of touch or not knowing what's happening out there.
Yeah, man. I saw some other stuff I wanted to talk about, and I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on it right now. Yeah. I'm just taking a look at the old notes here, but yeah, I'm drawing a blank. We talked about Haymarket. We talked about Half Acre. Talked about Rev.
We're going to drink some Light the Lamp on a couple videos. We got their Still Single, that one at GABF. This Chocolate is Nuts, like, just came out. That they packaged up. They're self-distributing, so he's just rolling around in, like, a van.
And, like, you know, a 1970s pickup truck. Hey, I'm here. Let's talk about Whiskey Hill a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
So Whiskey Hill won for barrel-aged seismic overlay. It's a Russian Imperial Stout aged in a six-year Weller barrel, so that's Weller Special Reserve barrels. With toasted coconut, Madagascar, and vanilla coconut. This sounds just like Prop from 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, okay,
that's
yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
Well, that dude was...
Yeah, he was a brewer at Goose, and he left and went to change the fortunes at Whiskey Hill. So the day after they won, he announced this barrel age program, membership program, where you can get 8 of his beers and, you know, some glassware and some other stuff
mm-hmm.
for the low, low price of about $280.
Oof.
Yeah, And like, talk about striking while the iron's hot.
Right. I'm sure it's sold out instantly.
I mean, you know, I think it was like, enter your info and then you get entered into a, you know, random raffle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll see what our interest is, and that'll tell us how much we need to brew.
Yeah.
And then you all win, and we'll take your money.
So how about that, man? Like,
that's cool. Good for, you know, yeah, good for them.
I mean, it's good. It's good. It's a good play if you can pull it off. And then if you look at whether it's Unani, right? They have a buy it all up front thing. Phase 3 is the most popular one in recent memory. They have one, and now it's kind of following that trend. Yeah. Suburban breweries saying, hey, just give us $300-$400 and you can just buy everything we make.
Damn.
And matters not what it is right now, but just know you will get it when it's made.
Yeah.
So, good for you.
Cool. Yeah, so check that out if you could still enter your info and, you know, want to get on that Whiskey Hill train.
Man.
Cool. All right, then I think that does it for this episode. We may do a couple remote ones coming up here. I know we want to get the new brewer from Peace on.
Metal Steve.
Yeah, and then we should see about getting Tom Corder back again and about talk about Goofy Boots. And
you know, and cheers to Tom Corder, man, because he that's the only pick I regret not getting was
Penrose.
Penrose was on the board with and I didn't grab them. And then, you know, Jack Meldoni from the Hop Review grabbed him.
Okay.
And, yeah, Penrose in the, it was either fruit or sour. Let's see here. But, yeah, they took a medal for Wild 26, the one we had on the show.
Yeah, that was good.
They
that
took
beer,
a silver.
I think we, like, were gushing about that. I think I was like, this is everything you want from this kind of beer.
It was, oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Was it really was good. It was really one of the better beers we've had all year.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So yeah, I think we should try to get Metal Steve and Tom Corder back again, just to, you know, follow up with him. Especially last time we talked to him, COVID restrictions were changing, and so now how all that's worked out,
yeah,
kind of get a follow up.
I think looking back locally, Horse Steve Hollow and Penrose, those are the only two breweries, if I'm not mistaken, that showed up at both JBF and FOBAB this year.
Oh, okay, interesting. Cool. All right, so look for those. Look for those audio episodes as we try to figure this out with the holidays and the new COVID increases. But we'll keep drinking, keep talking about it, keep getting beers. Yeah. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not recorded?
Hey, man, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know, there's those new fleets on Twitter.
I haven't seen one yet. You got to download the new Twitter to hit the fleets, or?
Oh yeah, you don't have it on there.
No,
I thought it,
man,
just updated.
No,
for me,
man.
So
I want to see the fleets, man.
Their Instagram stories on,
man,
Twitter. So, you know, we got that too.
Let me see what's up with these fleets, man.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll be back soon. Take care.
Cheers.